Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and thank you for the gospel which has the power to save us from the eternal lake of fire. And we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. There may be earthquakes or fires or crashes of one sort or another near us. And of course, we look at the glory and blessing that we have through Jesus Christ. And yet, we live in this world where things happen. And when there is an event going on near us, of course, we look at a prayer to God that He may help us and be with us. And remember to look at the eternal joy of our salvation in Jesus Christ, and amen. There is always something that gets our attention around us, and we just want to remember that our overall look has to be at God through Jesus Christ. And then, of course, we look at the things going on around us, and often enough, they are complications or troubles. And yes, we have been looking at threats around us for all our life because occasionally things happen and it interrupts our life. And that is something that surely could be going on these days. Oh, there are things going on. Now, in the last 70 years or more, for eternity, we've had threats going on around us. And sometimes they are dealt with, you know, just like asbestos was. Now, that was about 70 years ago, where asbestos was basically made illegal. And 50 years ago, there was lead that was removed from gasoline. And somehow, these things are recognized and then removed. Well, like lead in gasoline, that was recognized and removed 50 years ago. Smoking was changed from something that was acceptable to something that was not healthy. So it takes time sometimes for us to learn really the effects of what goes on around us. And we can be aware of that today and use our own sensibilities to understand what is good for us, which is holiness, and what is not good for us, which is sin. And sin makes destruction happen around us. So we learn these things, and let us remember to act on them so that we can have a good and holy life with God's blessing and amen. Well, all sorts of things do go on in public places. And yeah, and think about how there was the removal of the Ten Commandments in public places and in schools. Well, how's that gone ever since the Ten Commandments were removed from public places? It's kind of had a little shock on society to see people that don't have a understanding of what is good and godly, and they instead, well, orient to what is unhealthy or sinful. And that's just something that has gone on. We see it in our life. We see it around us. And we have to use our own understanding to choose holiness in our life and have the blessings of God as things go forth. Now, we still do have plenty of dangers around us. Of course, sinful behavior is a danger. And a lot of people say cell phones are a danger because of the radiation they release. So we still do have things changing. One of them right now is the artificial colorings in our food. That's something that is changing. So we do have changes that happen, but we have to be responsible for what we understand. And if we know cell phone radiation is a problem, perhaps we should buy a case to put it in that protects us from most of that radiation. Well, things go on, and we have choices, and choices affect our life and the long-term consequences of what is around us. So let us understand what is going on around us and make wise choices. I think that's really what we want to do, use wisdom as we go through life. And we thank God for our understanding, and we ask Him for more understanding so that we can make good choices to follow God through Jesus Christ. And of course, there's different ways to do that as we understand what's going on around us. So, well, we've had a few decades where things have been changing to exclude God from our life and our public life. And somehow we have to make a choice as we go through life right now. Are we going to choose to embrace God? Yes, let's do that. As we go through life, let's make sure God is a present and moving force in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Well, much goes on in our world with our choices to follow God or even follow the world. And we see that it's better to have holiness in our life. So if we have spiritual questions, let's ask a spiritual person. Or yes, ask God for an answer for what is going on in every aspect of life. It might be food and safety or our relationships or the way we drive or who knows what it is. But there is always something that we can relate our life to the holiness of God and have the blessings of God as we go through life. In a way, it's a natural thing for that to happen. But with natural things, we have all sorts of things going on. I mean, just look at the natural events in the world. Look at the natural disasters in the world. Can we protect ourselves from them? Well, there's a pretty good chance we can. So let's look at the just in case about all the things that are going on around us in natural events and in man-made events. And let us try to follow God's will through our entire life. And we will get our priorities lined up to make it through the problems of life. Now, sometimes they're just the regular and ordinary concerns. They might be a problem, but they might just be something we can overcome with planning, with having supplies on hand. And we look at what goes on in the rest of the world, the people who do not have clean water or enough food, enough warmth. All these things are a little bit of a problem for many people in the world. So how do we overcome that? Well, we have a storehouse of supplies. And that's my answer to how we overcome those very basic problems. And yet there are people with additional problems. They might be gas and how to make your car work through a trouble. They might be pharmaceuticals for how you keep your body operating at its best capacity. And that's something why you can make prayers to God about and ask Him for understanding and then make the appropriate plans for how you can get through a time when pharmaceuticals might not be available. Well, often enough, just the events of the world will cause our supply chain to break down. In fact, that's going on around us. It goes on in every country, including this one. And somehow we have to learn that there will be shortages, and we have to learn how to overcome them. There will be conflicts. Oh, yes, there are conflicts right now in the world. Just look around. They are developing around the world and between countries. There are even wars going on, and it's all a part of the, well, I think of the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, how they talk about these things are going to come, and what else is going to come. We can make a good sense out of what's going to come and how we can prepare for it. And of course, if we don't prepare, we will be just as prepared to deal with problems as we are today. So let's have some thought about how we can prepare for the things that Matthew, Mark, and Luke say are coming. Troubles. And then there are people around the world who talk about things happening with our supply chain or with our electrical system breaking down or our water supply system breaking down, communications breaking down as there are cyber attacks here and there in the world. And we rely on communication so much, both for our personal relations and for our financial situation. So when we need to use a credit card, that's something that goes by a communication method. So all these things make a difference in our life, and we ought to give a little thought for what we would do if there were troubles within the system. And we do see that troubles crop up here and there. Some of them are in government, some of them are in banking, and some of them are in business or personal relations. So let us think about what could come along and then make a little effort to overcome it with our plans. I think that means with our supplies. How are we going to get through a time of disruption? And it could be a major disruption or it could be a minor disruption. But we have things going on, and it is certainly easier if we look at how we can overcome a disruption. We have gotten so used to having what we want be available that it is hard to get past, I will call it a kind of a laziness, because we just expect to have what we want on hand whenever we want it. And that has been because our supply system has been so efficient. But it may or may not continue. In many parts of the world, the supply chain has had problems where you couldn't get things for weeks or even months. That is normal in the world, but in the United States, it's so unusual that we don't even think that we should have any preparation for in case it happens. But if you look at the world, you know it would be wisdom to see what could happen and how we can overcome the difficulties that just might come along. Do something to provide for your stability, for your comfort. And it's not just you, of course. It's your family. It's your church family. It's the people around you. And your stockpile of reserves can help. In fact, if there are several people, you can help one another. And that's the wonderful thing about being a community. I mean, like a church community. Or it might be a community of people with the same interest. It might be a city or a state. But it's a benefit when people help one another. So see what you can do to be a part of that compassionate community around you. We want to have people who are for us and not against us. Now, in history, we see both. We see where people have helped one another, and we see where people have opposed one another. And somehow, we're going to become the bride of Christ, and that means we're going to show love one for another, because that's what God commands us to do. Matthew 22:38. Love one another. Oh, yes, and as I have loved you. That's another part of it. But that's the part of what we can do to form or to strengthen the community that we have around us. Now, there's plenty of people who want to talk about overcoming the troubles around us. And I think of 1 Chronicles 7:14, where it talks about, when I shut up the heavens, there will be no rain. And I will command the locusts locusts and the to devour the land, and the pestilence to be among the people. So while there are things that Second Chronicles 7:14 talk about as being a wonderful blessings, for instance, there it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Indeed, that is a wonderful promise. But if you look a little further at the next verse or two, it talks about what happens if we turn from God's word and choose not to follow God. Then there, I'll read it. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have put before you, and you would serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them out of the land which I gave them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name's sake, and I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb and a byword among the nations. And that's what happens when God abandons a people, is they become abandoned and without the normal goodness of life. You could even call that without hope, some people would. But I think about these things in God's word where he gives, it's like a promise where he says, if you do this, I will bless you. And if you turn from this, you will have great troubles. And that's where I'm concerned that we are right now in America. Are we embracing God to follow and obey him? Or are we, as a land, turning from God? And therefore, will our land get the consequences, which is, it's a form of difficulty and hopelessness. And it's a matter of what will we have. Will we choose to obey and serve God, or will we choose to do the things that we have in the past thought are fun and good things to do, but they're not of God? So are we going to choose to obey God or not obey God? Because that is going to make a difference on what happens in our life and our safety and comfort. There are consequences for obeying God, and there are consequences for disobeying God. That has been a biblical pattern which we can understand as we read Scripture. The Bible tells about it just plenty, about the peoples who obeyed God and the peoples who did not obey God. So that's something we can see what will happen if we choose to obey or disobey God. It's something that we can understand because the pattern repeats. What are we going to do? Do you want to have peace and comfort, or do you want to have the things that you want at the moment, which will bring trouble or even trials and tribulation? Well, we all make that choice, don't we? What are we going to do, and what are our adversaries going to want to do to us? Oh, yes, there are adversaries. Why, we see them in the world right now. And they say they want death to America, death to Israel. And they talk about ways to take down our electricity and our water systems, our government, and our communications. Can you imagine no water coming out of your faucet? No telephone to reach the people you love? No system of government to make you help you to be safe? No, these are things that can change for sure. And it's a part of what God describes as the people that are friendly with him or the people that are adversaries to God's word. This is what has happened through history, and we can expect it to happen again if we turn from God. Now, it is well known that there have been troubles throughout time and throughout the world. Right now, we're looking at adversaries, as I said. They want to destroy America and Israel. And there are more means to do that now in the past. When you look at nuclear bombs and what they can do, have a good look at that, because we have learned that nuclear bombs detonated in the atmosphere can destroy the communications and electricity that we have enjoyed so much in the past. And I think about the 1963 Operation Starfish Prime in, well, off the 800 miles away from Hawaii. And so a nuclear bomb was detonated in the atmosphere, and it knocked out all the electrical and communications in Hawaii. And there again, that was 800 miles away. So look it up if you want to. Again, that is Operation Starfish Prime. And it is a matter of what is going on right now with the enemies of the United States. They are looking at what can be done to cause the downfall of their enemy, which is the United States of America. It's you and me. They actually want to kill us. That's what is talked about in their circles. And if you look at what they write and speak about, you can see it is so true. There are many countries who have that desire. And I think about, I just said the Muslim world, who says death to the great Satan, America, and death to the small Satan, Israel. But there are other countries that want to see America destroyed also. I think of North Korea. And while it is such a small country, it still has an ability to harm America. And North Korea has 2 satellites that go over America every day. And they are at the right elevation to cause a EMP. And that would knock out the electrical systems in much of the United States. It's something that we ought to be aware of, because it would be so devastating to have our electrical knocked out. This has been under study by congressional committees, and yet Congress refuses to allocate the monies to harden our electrical grid so that it wouldn't happen. I don't know why, unless there's a secret plot going on to cause the real downfall of America whenever it happens. It's a question of things going on that we might not understand, but we ought to understand the threat that there is. I also think of, that's the man-caused threat, but there is also the God-caused threat, which is a CME, or coronal mass ejection, from the sun. Now, there was one in 1858 called the Carrington effect, and that hits the United States on the East Coast directly, and it caused the wires and the telegraph line to actually melt and drip into the grass and cause fires along the East Coast. Now, there have been a few CMEs, coronal mass ejections, since then, but not that severe. So we know they happen, and therefore we know they can happen again. Are we prepared? Nope, we're not. Nope. There was one in 1921 that knocked out the transatlantic cable. It melted it, actually, on one end. But because it wasn't used so much anymore, it was not repaired. But there have been other coronal mass ejections. There was one in 2015. There was another one in 2025. They were smaller, but they still had an effect on some of our electric items here in America. So we know they happen. They have happened. They will happen again at some point. So we can know how devastating that would be to have our electricity knocked out, and we can make a little preparation for the just in case. I think that's a part of what we do as we use our wisdom for what is or could go on. And of course, there are things that are going on that we just seem to overlook. I think of the last 20 years, maybe 15 years. In California passed laws that allowed the early release of convicted felons from prison. 90,000 of them. And that is something that is being debated right now in our legislature, state legislature, about what the effect of this is and what could happen. Well, we know what could happen. It could increase crime. But it's something certainly that we're trying to understand and have a balance between compassion and concern for all the citizens of California. The world is in conflict, and there are conflicts going on right now, and there are different aspects of the conflict. Yes, with an attack on our electrical system. And I just talked about the convicts, the felons that would be released as another question about how we're going to do things. Another one, the Wall Street Journal just reported a couple of weeks ago, that Iran has bought thousands of tons of rocket fuel and components from China so that they would be able to build rockets to attack other countries, including Israel. And there is a question of whether they would be able to attack America with their rockets. Questions abound. But the thing is if we are aware that these are dangers, we can do something about it. Now, maybe you can't do anything about it for America, but you can talk to people and say, this is a real danger. And so what are you going to do about it? Is there something that you can do? Of course there is. We can all do something about getting a little bit of preparedness supplies, water, food, warmth, and other supplies. The supplies that suit you. And it's all going to be different for everyone. But there are things that are common, water, food, and warmth. But there are things that are not common, like a mechanic might have his tools. A policeman might have his guns and ammo. Or a soldier could have that. So it's a question of we all have a different set of desires for what we understand we would want to do in the event of some difficulty. And as a community, we would help each other with what we have on hand. And that's the beautiful thing about being a community. Now, there are people who have problems in the world, and we can help our neighbors with the problems. And it might be a medical problem. It might be helping them with an autistic child. It might be having a food or some other kind of help that would just be different for all sorts of different situations. And the governments have problems too. I'm not sure how we would help our government except by being able to live through a difficult time. So I think that's what we do, as we know that there are difficulties that could easily come to our land and our neighborhood. There's there are people who have just a whole different idea of what is good. And if I look, for instance, at China, I think of all the organ harvesting they have done. When I say organ harvesting, I mean without permission and without anesthesia. This has been investigated by the United Nations, and there have been committees in Canada that have made reports on this. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. That's the way I see it. The Epoch Times has reported on this many times in the last 25 or 30 years. But still, it doesn't affect most people, so most people don't even read about it, or they don't even know about it. However, there will be consequences. God gives consequences, and it's not that I know what they are, but we do know in history, God has given consequences. And sometimes they are a natural disaster that strikes a country for what they have done, or a law that they have passed, or an action that they have done, maybe as an individual, maybe as a group, maybe as a government. But all these things, we can look at history and see that this has happened. So we want to follow God's righteousness for everything that is going on, be directed by the goodness of God, and avoid the troubles that we would have as an individual or as a society or a neighborhood. Let's follow God's loving laws as we go through life. Now, I do look at the things that have gone on around us. I see the troubles. Of course I do, just like you do. And there are things that we wish wouldn't happen, but they do happen. And so our position, I hope, for every one of us would be to obey God's commandments and live a good and righteous life. Not always easy to do, but nothing is easy to do in a way. Just think of the things we'd like to buy to stay prepared. They're not always easy to get some extra supplies. We don't even know how to keep some of them. Do we want potassium iodide on hand in case there is a nuclear event? Do we want food on hand? Do we want a water filter? Do we want warmth? Do we want warm clothes? All of these things, they take a little bit of effort to get and to put aside for the just in case. In case there is a decline around us in our society or in our community. And that's always a matter of what we think of about what could happen. And because we don't know our free future, we do want to be careful to follow the love of God so that we can show that love to our neighbors and, of course, always to God through Jesus Christ. Perhaps you are aware of the decline that is going on all over the world. Troubles are happening. Wars are happening. Economic decline is happening. Though I think of China especially, how there has been so much decline in China. And the population is now getting very unhappy. Oh, but thinking about China, and I think about the population decline, again, they are not public. They hide so many things that we really don't know what the truth is about any information that is released from China. But the people who monitor what is going on in China, they're on every continent. Australia, United States, Europe. There are many people who monitor what is going on in China, and they say there has been great death in China from malnutrition, from COVID, from a number of things. And they say the population has decreased from 1.4 billion to 600 million. That's a huge decline. And what it means is a question that we will have to discover, but it is going to be, it'll make a difference. And somehow these things are going on in the world. Again, they make a difference to each one of us, including what we have on hand and our supplies. And I think of, I don't know why I'm thinking of him, but Jerome Corsi. He has a website called fivestones.com. And he talks about the things that are going on in the world that mostly we don't think about. We don't think about the population decline in China. We don't think about the trade wars that are going on. We don't think about if China interfered in the elections of 2020. But there are people who are looking into that. Oh, the FBI director, Kash Patel, has looked into it. Jerome Corsi has looked into it, and he has that data on his website, fivestones.com. And he talks about how China has interfered in our 2020 elections. Well, we have things going on, and if things aren't fair, what would you suppose would happen? Do you think God would intervene? It certainly is possible, because we have plenty of people who pray for God's righteousness, and we pray for God to intervene, for God's righteousness to be among God's people here on earth. Well, that just means we have things going on that we might want to be aware of, so that if things really do go wrong, we can have some supplies to make it through a tough time, alive, and in a way that we can help other people. Yes, our church. Yes, our family. Yes, our neighbors. Yes, people who are even strangers. But it's good to help people and to show our love for other people. That's a part of the gospel too. So, things are going on. And what are we going to do? Well, we're going to try to be obedient to God, because we love God, and He tells us how to obey Him. That goodness that we want to give to the world, we give in different ways. Now, sometimes we give in ways that are obvious or simple, and sometimes we give in the ways that promote righteousness among society. And I think of what's going on in other countries, and how there is, I should call it just, it's not good. There are things where people are struggling to get political power. There are even killing of rivals. There are factions that are going on. There are people who get injected with a drug that might cause a heart attack, or might cause the brain, or I should say the mind, to fail. Now, all these things have gone on in the past, and they are still going on. We have to remember to pray for God's righteousness, yes, in our life, yes, in the lives of the people around us, and yes, in the country that we are in. So there's much prayer that we can do, and our prayer does make a difference. So let us continue to pray in many different ways. And we see the difficulties. No, they're not difficulties. They're evil that goes on in the world when you find out that there has been a government or a regime that has changed, and then people die from the old government or the old regime. It goes on, and it really does happen, and there's people who are just desperate to hold on to power. That goes on all over the world, including every major country. Everyone! It just, they do it with more smoothness, more that it doesn't get noticed, or more that it is so well understood that that's what just happened. that there was a hit on a, you know, somebody killed somebody else in another government. And they say that goes on here too. Well, it seems to. So just keep your eyes open and know that the most important thing is for each one of us to stay faithful to God through Jesus Christ. No matter what we are facing, whether it is the hardship of economies or of political matters, stay faithful to God through Jesus Christ. I think of the things that are going on with the troubles. I think of I guess I call it an adage, where I think of desperate times call for desperate measures. And in many places around the world, there is a desperate times going on as people want to stay in power. And what do? They manipulate, or they even kill people just to have that power to themselves. So it's something we can be aware of what is going on, and we can know that it can affect even us in our country. Yes, in politics, yes, in economics, and yes, even in corporate relations. All sorts of things happen. And with the wars that are going on, it even happens more and more. We see what's going on with the United States, with Israel, with Iran. That's something that's going on in China, who declares themselves to, well, they don't like what the United States is doing, and they threaten the United States, just like Russia has, even threatening to bomb mainland United States with nuclear bombs. It's which thoughts or which threats are you going to consider are real or not real? I don't know. It's up to you. But you can see that there is evidence of troubles going on when you see China sending... Oh, now this is not really in the regular news. It is in the alternative media. So you have to say it might be true and it might not be true. But it's an indicator to remember that there are people who report China has been sending, 747 Freightliners to Iran, where they can unload military equipment for Iran to stay in the fight. It's a question. These things are going on. We know they go on. But do we know it in this case? No, there's knowledge and there's likelihood. But the likelihood we are seeing over and over is a world in conflict. And just like Matthew, Mark, and Luke say, there will be wars and rumors of wars at the end of the age. And so, if we're at the end of the age now, just consider violence and shortages are ever so likely to increase. But the coming of Jesus Christ gets closer and closer. And so, we want to follow Jesus Christ obediently. And that's something that, as the time gets shorter, we know how important it is to belong to Jesus, and we want to tell other people, belong to Jesus and see why it's a good thing. Check it out for yourself. That's something that we will do as we spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as time gets tough, some people will listen and some people will say, oh, Jesus is not for me. I want to do the things I want to do. Well, let us each desire to do the things that God wants us to do through Jesus Christ. As we struggle to do the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And then we want to stay alive. Stay alive. Just like the Proverbs tell us, to see what is coming and then avoid the trouble. And stay alive and preach the good news of the gospel. Have God's patience as we watch God's will happening around us with God's justice. And we know that there are many people who are, well, they're very good thinkers. You could call them intellectuals.
And many of them know God, and they know how wise it is to obey God. Of course, some people think they're going to do good on their own, and they just do whatever they want to do. It's something we all try to figure out how to do. I'm thinking of Romans 9:13, where it says, Jacob I have loved, and Esau I have hated. Why would God say that? It's because people have a thought in their mind that they turn into how they live. So that is something which, as we turn to love God or turn to hate God, God also has a response. And I think of that Romans 9:13. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Why? Because that's the relationship. That's what I see. Now, you can have a different understanding of it, but please, read your Bible and see what you think. So there are these things that are going on all around us in the world, and we have to make a decision. Who are we going to follow? And you want to make that decision while you are alive. Now, we all have a lifetime to choose Jesus Christ or to deny him. And that's something we all have, one lifetime. Now, for some people, it's a few years. For other people, it's a few decades. For other people, it might be even 100 years. But the thing is we have to make a choice. Are we going to choose to follow Jesus, or are we going to choose to do the things we want to do, which would be to follow something else other than Jesus? It's something we all get to look at and decide. As the world is in conflict, we can see our time getting shorter and shorter, and we have to wonder, is a war coming? Oh, it sure looks like it, doesn't it? It just could turn into a world war, or even it could turn into a nuclear war. And then what are we going to do if we find the bombs blasting right around us, or dirty bombs spreading radiation in our neighborhood? Well, there's still a little bit we can do. We can get that potassium iodide that protects only our thyroid, but our thyroid is a good thing to have for us to digest our food, and for the thyroid gland to regulate the other glands in our body. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to come out of everything just perfect. I think only God's grace does that. But we have things that we know are threats, and there are a few things that we can do to avoid the threats. Sure, potassium iodide, that's a good one. But so is water, food, and warmth. And so is it to be a follower of Jesus Christ and a part of a godly community. All these things are helps when we go through a hard time, which might be war, which might be radiation, which might be violence, which might be a declining population. And that's going on all over the world in a way. There are reasons for it, but that's a whole nother talk. Nevertheless, whatever length of time our life is, we want to seek Jesus Christ and to follow God through Jesus Christ, whatever our lifespan is. And that is so we can have an eternal life with Jesus and not an eternal life in that other lake of fire. So we make a choice, we study the facts, and we live accordingly. So that's what I want to urge everyone to do. Study the matter out. Study the Bible. Study people who say that there is a God. Study the people who say that following God has been good. And that takes study. It takes some looking into. And that's what I want each of us to do, to understand who Jesus is and what he offers. Be born again, as John 3:3 says. Now there's plenty of places for us to learn about what to do, or what not to do in the Bible. But I want each one of us to be saved from hell. And when I think of saved, it makes me think of how, we only have two categories, saved and unsaved. Oh, that was on the Titanic. There was a list of the saved and a list of the unsaved. In other words, the people who were alive and the people who died after the Titanic accident. And in a way, it's as clear as that. Are we saved and following Jesus Christ, or are we not saved? It's a question that we all have to come to terms with. And it helps a lot to have an understanding in your mind for what you do and what you will follow. That's the wonderful thing about reading the Bible, is it gives you understanding about what it is to follow Jesus Christ, or what it's like to not follow Jesus Christ, what it's like to get through this life, or to suffer through life, or to be a survivor. All these things are topics in the Bible, and we learn more and more as we read, as we understand why we would want to have, I think of it as supplies, so that we can survive a tough time and preach the good news of the gospel as we survive or after we survive. That's what I think about what our future holds and why we want to provide for ourselves and other people as we go through the times of life. All sorts of things will happen in life. And we find out about the troubles, we find about the things that the government talks about, the FBI director, or Jerome Corsi, they talk about injustice going on, terrible things going on, and good things going on. And so we have a choice about what we are going to follow. And I say, follow Jesus. And sometimes it leads to the good works that we do. And sometimes it leads to everything. But follow the truth of Jesus Christ and learn the scripture and get through every circumstance in life. And know that we are following truth, the truth of God through Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of natural disasters or man-made disasters, we want to follow truth. I think there's many parts of the Bible that talk about the blessings when we follow Jesus Christ. We have comfort in life, and it's the comfort of following truth and knowing that eternal life and with Jesus awaits us. And that's in the midst of all the good things and hard things in life. There's tragedies as we go through life, and that's for sure. And we grieve the things that are trouble, and we love the things that are wonderful. We love our relationship with Jesus. And that's a part of, as we read the scripture, we find out all the good things. I think of how sometimes we have troubles in life. And I'm thinking of one couple in particular that had a terrible thing happen to them. And then they said, well, it says in the Bible, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:18, to think on the things that are good. And so even in the midst of the trouble that they were having, they were saying, thank you, Lord, for finding us worthy of so great a trial. And that's a part of life, too. We have the blessings, we have the trials, and sometimes things are really tough to get through. But we do, and as we stay faithful, we have the knowledge of knowing we have been faithful. And like Luke 22:32 says that Satan has wanted to sift you, Jesus says that to Peter. And so we know we have an enemy, and the enemy wants to do things that are a problem for us. And so there again, we get through the difficulty through the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to offer everybody my free preparedness paper. If anybody would like that, please send me a stamped, self-addressed envelope, and I'll get that back to you. Send it to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And listen to any broadcast again by going to www.christtoday.org. Now, I think of all the things that we have to that are going to be something in our future. And whatever they are, we're going to want Jesus. So preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which includes his great love for us. God bless you, and thank you for today.